Here on KSOM, we're talking high school football. Logan Magnolia is needing a victory this week to get into the postseason as they take on Akron Westfield. Matt Strait, head coach for the Panthers, joins me now. And coach, a couple of tough losses to ICANN Manning and Woodbury Central put you in this spot. So your playoffs begin this week. How do you feel about your team coming into this matchup with the Westerners?
Despite two losses in a row, we're probably getting better every week and keep on playing better football. The ICANN Manning game was a one-score game for most of the second half, and then even the Woodbury game, although it looked, I think it ended up being three scores at the end. We were within six to start the fourth quarter and blocked a punt, inside their 15 to hopefully take the lead, and their punter picked it up, ran for a first down, they scored on the next play. And that was just crushing. So a little misleading, I guess, the direction we're going. I think we're getting better every week, and it's exciting. But we're in a position, as you stated, that we have to win to get into postseason play. And that's this Friday. We play a physical Akron team, and we're going to be ready. They're going to come down here. It's a long trip for them to come down, but they've been playing hard every week, and it'll be a good battle.
Is there any chance you're going to get Ashton back at quarterback, or does Brody get another start?
Good question. He goes weekly and been checking out weekly. He's not cleared yet. So, we'll see how that all happens. I don't know. Even what we'd do if he gets cleared, just because he hasn't had many reps. So it'll be a wait and see, I guess, the next couple of days to see what happens.
Very good. Well, I mean, what kind of a dilemma is that for you? I mean, Brody's been taking the snaps. Ashton's the starter. He's got the most experience, but to come in at the last minute, it's not an easy decision, is it?
Yeah, I mean, the kids make it pretty easy because they're both great kids and they both want to win. And, whichever way we would go, I think the other one would be accepting of it and be all in. So, we have to do what's best for the team, and we have to figure out what that we think that's going to look like. And like I said, the kids just make an easy decision because they're all in.
Well, that's the most important thing if they buy into the team concept. So when you look at Akron Westfield, what stands out the most with this team?
They're physical up front, and they bring it, and both on both sides of the ball. They make it very difficult to run against them, and we're not a very good run team, so that'll be a challenge for us. We're obviously going to have to find some space in the passing game. And then offensively, their quarterback is really talented, just for a sophomore, but he throws it and runs it really well. We got to find a way to keep him contained. He's probably best when things break down, and that's probably the scariest part for defenses.
Yeah, go a little bit more on what you've seen about Caleb Johnson, their quarterback. He's thrown for 536. He's run for 448. So they're leading the rusher. What kind of style does he play? What does he bring to the table as a quarterback that you've seen?
Has some moxie, which everybody wants in the quarterback. Like I said, when you're best, sometimes when the play breaks down, it means you're a pretty talented kid. And I think he has that for sure. But when he runs the ball, he's tough. Like he keeps his legs driving, he bounces off, he keeps on falling forward, and always seems to be getting yards after contact, which never looks, terribly impressive when you watch it. But the more they do it, you know, that's going to happen against you because it happens all the time. And so it's got to be something we got to talk about and fly around and get to the ball, because really just one kid bring him down. He's not really a power runner, but he's just really, really crafty how he does it.
And you mentioned their defense a little bit. They gear up to stop the run. I mean, how do you feel about your running game and what you have to do there to try and generate some yards and not be one-sided?
We've moved our big tight end, Edney, in the backfield to go more of a power game in some situations. And that helped us get a few first downs last Friday. And so that's helped, because when you get to short yardage, you have an option now, because our regular run game just can't get that done. And we keep on improving. I think every week for the run game, it's very probably below average for our class. And so we can't rely on that. That's probably our third option as far as what we want to do to succeed right now.
How do you just feel about Carson Edney as a player and what the senior season has been like for him? Started off with a lot of injuries at the start of the season. He was a little bit nicked up, but he's come through with 34 receptions on the year, 5 receiving touchdowns. Just what have you seen from him just throughout this year?
Yeah, had 2 long touchdowns called back in games too, and he's He's been really consistent. It's taken him a while. He runs so much on offense just because we run so many routes and have to pass all the time that he runs so much that he was probably a halftime defensive player the first half of the season just because he wasn't in game shape, and it just took him for a long time to get in game shape for that. Because you're carrying 225 pounds and it's a lot. But now the weather's finally settled down a little bit and he's gotten in better condition. He was outstanding for us Friday night. He was a force on the defensive end and made a lot of tackles and finally dominated that side. And so it was good for him to see. And Tyson Jenkins, one of our linebacker, did the same. He was the guy who was got a car accident before the season started and has been slowly coming back. But the first time I felt like he was back to what Tyson's looked like last year at the end of the year, and just dominating, inside the tackles.
So this is a great opportunity to get into the playoffs. Your football team, you get it at home. Akron's got to take a bus ride. I mean, just what do you make of this opportunity and how your kids can respond to it?
Yeah, you have a good senior class. You hope they send them out the right way. And you always want to make postseason play. You always want to play well at the end of the year to give them memorable experiences. I still feel we don't have, that signature win yet. And we need to get it, so they can have good memories. And that's kind of what I coach for is for the senior class to leave and have great memories about their experience. And I think it's been good because we have great kids and I think we run a good program, but it's always good to have some memorable wins with it.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week against Akron Westfield. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Matt Strait, head coach for Logan Magnolia Football with us here on KSOM.